This is Ethically Speaking.
Denny, I just met the most beautiful woman.
How do you know?
Wait, how do I know that she's beautiful?
No. How do you know it's really her that's beautiful? It could be plastic surgery.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying that only natural beauty is beautiful?
Yeah. I recently read about a beauty contest called Miss Plastic Surgery Contest. Only those who have had plastic surgery are eligible to enter. My guess is that the most natural-looking beauty is the one that will win.
But if beauty's in the eye of the beholder, why should one care how they got that way, be it surgically or a gift of nature?
Isn't surgical beauty deceptive?
Is it deceptive for people to exercise and diet to look better?
Well, I agree that good diet and exercise are a kind of beauty enhancement, just like poor diet and no exercise is a kind of, well, beauty detraction. But in this case, your body reflects what you have made of your natural capacities. You're being the best person that you can naturally be, not cutting out or surgically reshaping the parts you don't like.
You know, a man in China recently won monetary damages against his wife. She had withheld from him knowledge of earlier extensive plastic surgery. He only discovered it after he had a baby with her, a very ugly baby.
And I thought all babies were beautiful.
Not this one. So is the ethical problem using surgery to change your looks, or is it failing to mention to your partner that you look like $1 million because that's what you paid for it?
Well, both. It's a problem that people think that they need to subject themselves to expense and risk to meet some societal standard of beauty, and it's certainly wrong to hide that kind of information from your life partner.
Visit our beautiful website at ethicallyspeaking.org.
We're Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking, a co-production of the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism, University of South Florida, St. Petersburg.